Each time we have one of the 12 apostles, we have a feast for our liturgy. And today again, we're hearing about what happens when Judas Iscariot killed himself after betraying Jesus. And first, remember that Peter too had denied Jesus, but Peter apologized and seek repentance from the Lord, where Judas did not, which is very sad. And so Peter is actually in the first book in Acts. Peter stood up in the midst of the brothers and sisters. He said, "My brothers and sisters, the scriptures had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke beforehand through the mouth of David concerning Judas, who was the guide for those who arrested Jesus. Judas was numbered among us and was allotted a share in his ministry." So he needed to be filled again with the 12. And so they voted with the prayer with the Lord. "You, Lord, who know the hearts of all, show which one of these two you have chosen to take the place in this apostle ministry." He gave lots to them, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was counted with the 11 apostles. I love the words that they were using themselves, which we heard in the Gospel according to John, one of my favorite passages in the whole Bible. "You, Lord, who know the hearts of all, show which one of these." And what's said in John, Jesus again, so passionate in my own heart and many of yours, how Jesus has called us his friends. "I have called you friends because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain." I mentioned that a few different times the last couple weeks about who has been chosen. And like Jesus said in the Gospel, similarly in the Acts, in the first chapter, we don't know who he chooses. You know, we just don't know. And I hope we know that we have been chosen to be coming to daily Mass, to serve our church in different levels, in each of you. But at the end of the day, you were chosen. He knew this decades before, of some of the generosity and service you've been giving us. Many years before I was here. And he didn't just know that, 10, 20, 30 years ago. He knew that from the beginning of time. That he has chosen you. He's chosen us to be apostles too. As they had the 12 college, they say, that we too are sent out like Matthias. And now we're not just throwing the lots, which they did in the Old Testament and the New, but every day as the church has grown. Let's think today of our gratitude of being called. You're sitting in a Catholic church, St. Thomas Aquinas, you're coming to Mass, receiving the Jesus' body and blood. The gratitude that he has chosen us and asked to choose others, that we continue to grow as our population is shrinking with the data, that we can still continue our level of people here. We ask that the Holy Spirit may come upon our brothers and sisters, the 75% that don't come to church, to be back as apostles themselves, because they too can be chosen.